I'm Noah, and this is the United States Constitution. Let's jump right into Amendment 17. The Senate of the United States shall be composed of two senators from each state, elected by the people thereof, for 6 years, and each senator shall have one vote. The electors in each state shall have the qualifications requisite for electors of the most numerous branch of the state legislatures. This first part establishes that senators are elected by the people of the states, contrary to Article 1, Section 3, which says that the Senate of the United States shall be composed of two senators from each state, chosen by the legislature thereof. For 6 years, each senator shall have one vote. Moving on, when vacancies happen in the representation of any state in the Senate, the executive authority of such state shall issue writs of election to fill such vacancies, provided that the legislature of any state may empower the executive thereof to make temporary appointments until the people fill the vacancies by election as the legislature may direct. The governor makes special elections when senators leave unexpectedly. This amendment shall not be so construed as to affect the election or term of any senator chosen before it becomes valid as part of the Constitution. Pretty self-explanatory. This does not apply to any currently elected senators. Next amendment. After 1 year from the ratification of this article, the manufacture, sale, or transportation of intoxicating liquors within, the importation thereof into, or the exportation thereof, from the United States and all territories subject to the jurisdiction thereof for beverage purposes, is hereby prohibited. This is the prohibition of alcohol. The Congress and the several states shall have concurrent power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. 1 year after ratification, alcohol becomes illegal, and Congress enforces it. This article shall be inoperative unless it shall have been ratified as an amendment to the Constitution by the legislatures of the several states, as provided in the Constitution, within 7 years from the date of the submission hereof to the states by the Congress. This proposed amendment expires 7 years from its submission. Obviously, it got passed. Amendment number 19. The rights of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. This is the women's right to vote. No discrimination based on the sex of the person voting. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Self-explanatory. Congress enforces it. Moving on. Amendment number 20. The terms of the President and the Vice President shall end at noon on the 20th day of January, and the terms of Senators and Representatives at noon on the 3rd day of January, of the years in which such terms would have ended if this article had not been ratified, and the terms of their successors shall then begin. This is interesting because it sets up how the transition of power, the transition of the seat in the House, the transition of the presidency, whatever elected office it's representing. It sets up how and when this smooth transition takes place, and this ensures a smooth transition. The President and Vice President take office January 20th, and the representatives and senators take office on January 3rd. Section 2 of this says the Congress shall assemble at least once in every year, and such meetings shall begin at noon on the 3rd day of January, unless they shall by law appoint a different day. Congress must meet at least once, and it has to be on January 3rd unless they choose a different day or time. Obviously, this isn't a big problem, but they wanted to ensure that the representatives and senators were meeting regularly to assess the government and assess the people's needs and meet those the people's needs. Section 3. If at the time fixed for the beginning of the term of the president, the president-elect shall have died, the vice-president-elect shall become president. If a president shall not have been chosen before the time fixed for the beginning of his term, or if the president-elect shall have failed to qualify, then the vice-president-elect shall act as president until a president shall have qualified, and the Congress may by law provide for the case wherein neither a president-elect nor a vice-president shall have qualified, declaring who shall then act as president, or the manner in which one who is to act shall be selected, and such person shall act accordingly until a president or vice-president shall have qualified. It's a lot of words, but essentially, if the president, let's say they're elected, but they didn't turn 35, maybe they turn 35 on January 21st, or they turn 35 on January 22nd, not on January 20th when they're supposed to take office. The president would then vice president would then become president until the president qualified. Whether that was age or living in the United States for a certain amount of time, whatever that may be, the vice president takes the place. And then when the president is able to qualify, because he was duly elected, then he would take office. And if neither of them were to qualify, then the Congress appoints someone until they both qualify. The Congress may, by law, provide for the case of the death of any of the persons from whom the House of Representatives may choose a president whenever the right of choice shall have devolved upon them, and for the case of the death of any of the persons from whom the Senate may choose a vice president whenever the right of choice shall have devolved upon them. Basically, Congress handles all matters in case of the president or vice president that they choose. Sections 1 and 2 shall take effect on the 15th day of October following the ratification of this article. Simple enough. On to Section 6. This article shall be inoperative unless it shall have been ratified as an amendment to the Constitution by the legislatures of 3/4 of the several states within 7 years from the date of its submission. It expires 7 years and must have 3/4 of the several states voting for it. Amendment 21. Section 1 says the 18th article of the amendment to the Constitution of the United States is hereby repealed. Remember, we just talked about this. This means that alcohol is now legal again. Section 2 says the transportation or importation into any state, territory, or possession of the United States for delivery or use therein of intoxicating liquors in violation of the laws thereof is hereby prohibited. Still can't transport it, though. You can make it and you can drink it. In each state, but you can't take it outside of state lines. This article shall be inoperative unless it shall have been ratified as an amendment to the Constitution by conventions in the several states as provided in the Constitution within 7 years from the date of the submission hereof to the states by the Congress. This amendment is actually how NASCAR got started, which is super cool. The cars, the Shiners, would actually run across, would drive across state lines and try not to get caught, and it was a race to see who could get there fastest and who could get there without being caught. If you've ever seen Smokey and the Bandit, this is basically the premise of that movie. Is, you know, they were trying to get the alcohol from a wet state to a dry state to where they can have that liquor. Pretty simple, self-explanatory, quick, easy, fun. I hope you'll join me next time as we finish up the United States Constitution.